Did it seem strange coming back to England and being involved with Sunshine again? You had to go back to looking over your shoulder.
Very much so. Sunshine was a strange station. I mean, I was the first guy to do a programme on the seven-day service. I opened it with the breakfast show on the Monday morning. And at first, we were a bit jittery, but for some reason, the DTI ignored us. And we went for, over a year before, you know, with no major problems, only minor problems. And I could never understand. Nobody's ever figured that one out. Maybe it's because we were a bit out the way or something. But we were left very much alone. And we got quite blasé in the end. We used to do outside broadcasts and everything, you know, and nobody came near us. So at first, yes, you did look over your shoulder. But after a while, it got just like being in Ireland again.
Sunshine, playing all over Overton, Ashford, Carbonell and Brimfield.
Hot chocolate, going back a couple of years there. Emotion explosion, that's the flip side to It Started With a Kiss and all that. Good, though, isn't it? Well, we've taken our various inputs and correlated the results and think we've got a weather check for you for this afternoon. You'll be pleased to know, by the way, if you're up to your neck in it in Hereford and around there, it is meant to be dying off this afternoon. The snow, that is. And should get better for you. But the general forecast we have come up with on our little advanced machinery here. Today, cloudy with occasional outbreaks of snow or sleet, chiefly in southern areas where moderate falls are still likely. However, dying out during the afternoon, a slight thaw in the early afternoon in a few places as well. Like here. It's thawing outside, actually. It's dripping well off the roof. Tonight, mainly cloudy with isolated light snow showers. That's hard to say. Mainly cloudy with isolated light snow showers and a moderate frost. That's the outlook for tonight. Winds will be moderate or fresh northeasterly, causing snow to drift in exposed parts. Temperatures, well, the maximum today, 0 degrees centigrade, a bit warmer than the last few days anyway. Minimum overnight, they expect it to drop to about minus 4 degrees centigrade. It's an improvement once the snow stops for you anyway.
Sunshine, playing all over Stotterson, Billingsley and Aston Bottrell.
So you, in fact, became, almost by default, the local radio station for the Shropshire area.
Very much so. It was phenomenal. Radio Wyvern down the road in Worcester, I mean, we almost bankrupted them. I mean, they had a very long way to catch up financially after Sunshine closed. Nobody listened to them very much. You had very few people. Most people tuned in to us. And even Sunshine pinched all the DJs anyway. They all, in the end, drifted over to us. So we had Wyvern DJs working for us on Sunshine. They'd given up the luxury of their nice studios for the back of barns and little sheds, which we used to operate out of. But it was extremely popular. We, you know, it used to have everything on it, from Sunday morning Godspot to local council news, and the local council would come on, and it was just like an ILR station, except good radio. And a lot of people who listened to us for a long time before they realised we weren't legal. It was so, you know, well put over.
So you prove that a small shoestring operation can be very successful.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the owner of it cleaned up. He really did. He made a lot of money out of that. And all the DJs made money. It's not because they were all paid. Not so staggeringly high wage, but they were all paid a reasonable amount of money for the work they did. And it did prove a point that without all the bureaucracy, you can run a station which is very popular, very good for the community, and a very profitable one at the same time.
How and why did Sunshine finally end?
We knew we were running out of time, basically. It was getting to the point of time when they were going to change the laws, and we had a feeling that our luck just couldn't continue. We'd got away with murder, literally, and we'd had a tip-off or two. We had friends in high places anyway, and they sort of said, look, your luck is beginning to run out. If you don't go off soon, there's going to be some heavy raids. And they'd already started raiding the Manchester ones. And so we decided, and it was a last-minute decision, the day before almost, that we'd close. And so we just pulled the plugs, rather than go through the messy business of court cases and, you know, big busts.